Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to WAMS. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon here in the nation's capital, and the music in the background is from the soundtrack to the hot thriller series Dream House Kings. And with the new Twilight film Eclipse about to hit theaters at the end of this month, the question is, what will be the next big young adult book series to come along to really capture young people's imaginations the way the Harry Potter and Twilight series did? And it looks like Dream House Kings is well on its way. The sixth book in the series is Frenzy. It was just released a few weeks back, and author Robert Liparulo from DreamHouseKings.com joins us on WAMS. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Burke?
Wow, so you have wrapped up the series, and people love it so much that there's a soundtrack for the books. Now, this is something new I'd never heard before, and these songs actually came from readers. Is that right?
They did. A couple readers just out of the blue for me. I don't know how it went for them, but they sent me samples of songs they were working on that they said were inspired by the Dream House Kings series. And some of them are just simply incredible. That one that you were just playing, I was thinking at first that you were playing some Eric Clapton.
Now, if you had Eric Clapton doing the soundtrack, then I would think you're making way too much money to be an author.
Oh, that would be nice, though, wouldn't it? But, you know, I'm happy with the ones I have because they're very talented people.
You know, this book series, Dream House Kings, is now in the sixth and final installment. And by the way, if you'd like to talk with author Robert Liparulo, the number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. That's a free call in the New York City metropolitan area, or you can send us your questions to the chat room here at WAMS. This book series is now spanned how many pages over six books? That's a lot of pages and a lot of words to get through.
Well, you know, I don't look at stories by pages. I kind of look at them as scenes or as, you know, is the story complete? But it did take six books to finish the story, and it really is. It's not like one complete story, then a sequel, then a sequel, then a sequel. The way I looked at it is the Dream House Kings is one story that spans six books. And I know that it's about 360,000 words, which is roughly four good-sized adult thrillers. So the kids who are reading it, and I have a lot of adult readers as well, but the kids who are reading it really are getting a lot of words in this series.
You know, it wasn't so long ago, Bob, that reading had sort of fallen out of favor with teens especially, and then along came Harry Potter, and as you mentioned, you know, as many adults read those books as kids, and then the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer and Dream House Kings, you know, this new book Frenzy debuted at number one on the teen Barnes & Noble list, and gosh, they've sold over 250,000 copies. Why do you think that reading has become the cool thing to do again for young people?
You know, it might be simply just a backlash from all the media that they're bombarded with, the video games that are so realistic, the movies that really focus on that teen audience. And I think what happens is we're told, if I were a teenager, we're told what things look like and how stories are kind of laid out with what the character looks like and what the dialogue is, that when they get a taste of reading, they realize how much richer it is than the bombardment of media that they're getting, because instead of being told this is what this character looks like and this is what this fantastical landscape looks like, in a book, it's hinted at, and then you get to fill in all the blanks with your imagination. And that makes it very rich for people. And that's why there are readers. And I don't think that kids fell away from reading because they didn't like it. I think they fell away from reading because either they weren't introduced to the wonder of it, or they were just distracted by all the other things. So I think once you get them going on reading again, they realize that reading can be a whole lot of fun, and even more so than video games and movies. But I think there's a palette of entertainment that we have, and I think there's a place for all of that stuff, but books are important.
Robert Liparulo is our guest. He's the best-selling author of the Dreamhouse King series. The new book is Frenzy, and you can find out more about Robert and the series at dreamhousekings.com. For any of our listeners that may not be familiar with this book series, give us sort of a snapshot of what it's all about.
Well, this came from a dream that I had when I was 11 years old, and it's just an amazing, vivid dream about this very thick forest and a house that's in it, and it's haunted, but not by ghosts, but by time. And the story is about a family that moves from Pasadena, California, to a small town in Northern California, and they move into a run-down Victorian home. The two brothers who are in the family, 15-year-old Xander and 12-year-old David, they're really intrigued by the house because it's spooky. The sounds are really weird in it. There's footprints in the dirt on the floor, and they think it's really cool, even though they don't like having moved from their home in Pasadena. And one night they hear a noise in the hallway. They get up to find out what's going on, and they see an intruder. They follow the intruder around the corner, and they find a hidden door in the wall, and that leads to an upstairs they didn't know they had, and a bunch of rooms. And they go through these, they start looking for the intruder through these rooms, and they can't find them, or the intruder. But what happens is they open another door that's in one of these rooms, and sunlight streams in, and this warm air, and they know it can't be the same place where they live because it's nighttime and it's chilly. So 15-year-old Xander walks through one of these doors and finds himself in the Roman Colosseum during a gladiator fight. And so he has to fend off this gladiator and find his way back home. And what we find out is all these doors lead to different times in history, but not only can they go through the doors into history, but people from history can come through into their house. And at the end of the first book, and this really isn't a spoiler because it's been out long enough that people have talked about it. At the end of the first book, somebody comes from history into their house and kidnaps mom back into time. And the family has to now go through all these adventures through time and history to find their mother.
The books are The Dreamhouse Kings, and the latest and final book in the series is Frenzy. Author Robert Liparulo joins us on WAMS. If you'd like to call and be a part of the program, 718-506-1944 is the number, 718-506-1944. And, Bobby, you talked about mom being kidnapped at the end of the first book. These books have those very sort of traditional cinematic cliffhangers at the end of each one. Do you know, as a writer, where you're going to end the entire thing, or did it take a life of its own when you're writing something like this? How did it all come together?
You know, it did take a life of its own, and at first I wasn't sure if I was going to end each of the books with a cliffhanger. I knew that it had to break somewhere because the story itself wasn't complete in any one chunk. So I knew it had to end, but I thought back to when I was a kid and I watched movies or I watched the cliffhangers in the front of the movies that would, you know, little 10-minute clip of some action, and then it always ended with the protagonist, the hero, in some kind of mortal danger, and we had to come back the next week to find out how he got out of that. And of course, but 9 minutes after he got out of that one, he was back in another one. And I thought that was really exciting, and it really it had us kids talking about how he was going to get out of it and what the next possible cliffhanger was going to be. So it generated conversation about the story that was going on, and I kind of wanted that to happen. I wanted people to anticipate the next book and to discuss the possibilities of how they're going to get out of these predicaments and just have fun with it. That was the whole point of the story, was have a lot of fun. And so as I started to write it, and I was getting to a point where I was already a few thousand words over where I thought I was going to be for the first book, I thought, you know, this might be a good time to end it here, and then we'll jump right into it and do the same thing again. And it really was very natural. And because there's so much action in these books, it's not hard to find a cliffhanger in the story.
They're out on Thomas Nelson Publishing's imprint, and the book series is Dreamhouse Kings. And I'm sure this must make your publisher crazy, but you really, even though it's the new book that's out now, Frenzy, you really don't want people to buy that book unless they've bought the other ones and read those first. Is that right?
That's true. We have a warning in the front of books 2 through 6. If you haven't read the previous books, don't read this. And I just saw on Facebook where a gentleman said, "Wow, I like Frenzy, but I read it first." And I just said, "You got to be kidding. What are you doing reading it first? It's like walking into a movie toward the end."
Yeah, very much so.
It is hard. It's difficult to say, hey, go out and get this book, when really what you're saying is go out and buy these 6 books. But I really do believe that once they start the first one, they're going to be hooked in a great way and want to keep going. It's been well publicized that this is the 6th and last book of this particular series. And I get so many emails from people saying, don't end it, keep going. And, you know, you've got to keep writing these books. I love these books. I read it with my family. Or you know, this is a book. These are the books that got me through last summer. What am I going to do next summer? So it really has generated the kind of excitement that I hoped, because it's the kind of excitement I had reading serial books when I was a kid.
Dreamhouse Kings is the series we're talking about from Thomas Nelson Publishing. The 6th and final book, Frenzy, just hit bookstores, and Robert Liparulo, the author, is our guest on WAMS. You talked about movies, and you have worked in that world, and I guess there's some talk that the Dreamhouse Kings books may wind up becoming the next Harry Potter or Twilight, and that you've got some really strong interest from the folks in Hollywood. Can you talk to us a little about that?
Yeah, there's right from the second book on, people, producers in Hollywood started calling me and asking about the film rights and where the story was going. And so it was an early process where Hollywood was interested, which of course it's the kind of story they love. You know, it has a lot of action and adventure. And it's got kids and it's got adults, and the adults aren't downplayed, and it's kind of everybody coming together to reach a one fantastic goal. And so they were interested right from the start. But what's happening now is a really good screenwriter came on board. His name's Eric Garcia. And he just had a movie come out called Repo Man with Jude Law, and he also wrote the movie for Nicolas Cage called Matchstick Men. And he called a while ago and just to say, you know what, I love the story. My kids love the story. I'd love to work on this. And he got connected with the producers that have the film rights. And they loved his stuff, and he has a lot of connections in town. And so they decided that he would be the screenwriter. So he's working on that now. The producers are securing the financing now, and things seem to be moving forward, even though it's slower than I think anybody wants it to be. Everything in Hollywood has just really slowed down in the last couple of years because of the economy. But it's moving forward, which is a good sign in Hollywood.
We may see author Robert Liparulo's Dreamhouse King series up on the silver screen, and we'll cross our fingers for that. Could be the next Twilight or Harry Potter. We sure hope so. It's already taken a life of its own in bookstores, one of the best-selling young adult book series in recent memory. But it's not just for young adults. I can tell you, you know, Bob, this is one of my wife's favorite book series that she's read in the last several years. She was, you know, biting her nails with anticipation, waiting for the sixth book to come out. And when you hear stories like that, whether it be from young people or adults who are really energized by these books, how does that make you feel as the guy who dreamt it all up?
Well, of course, I feel great. This is a story that, as I said, has been rolling around my head for many, many years, and that I was able to tell it and tell it in such a way that it appeals to both young adults and adults. Just is very satisfying. And honestly, it sounds like a line, but it's true when I say that I get much more joy out of knowing that these books are being read and that people are really enjoying them than I do from looking at the numbers, so that, you know, just the pure sales numbers and that kind of thing. I just, of course, they go hand in hand, so it's hard to separate the two, but I would rather hear that, for example, that one person read this book and loved it than that 1,000 people bought it, just bought it, you know. Their reaction and all the emails that I've been getting and the Facebook interactions that I've been having just really drive me on to write more and to do more and to kind of set the bar higher and do better next time, because there are people out there who are saying, we're waiting for the next thing you have and the next book you have. So it really is, on one hand, it's daunting because there are expectations. On the other hand, it's that there are people there who encourage me to keep going, that, you know, that writing can be a lonely profession and long nights and, you know, 3 a.m. and I'm writing and it's been a 15-hour day of writing. It can be real tiring, but I think about the people who have been so encouraging and the readers who write in and that's what gets me going to the next hour.
Author Robert Liparulo is our guest. We're talking about Frenzy, the last book in the Dreamhouse King series that was just released. And we talked about the positive feedback. Every creative person, you know, whether you be a musician or an author or an actor, occasionally you're going to get a bad review. As a creative guy, how does that affect you, and how much credence do you put when you get a bad review?
Well, you know, you're right. Unfortunately, they're few and far between, especially on the Dreamhouse books. But, you know, I've always thought that if you are not if you're writing something that's appealing to everybody, then you're probably writing something that's very bland and kind of homogenized to appeal to everybody. And if there aren't people out there who don't like what you're doing, then you're probably not writing edgy enough. And the ones who do like it probably won't remember it, because there's just not anything to hang their hat on. There's not something edgy about it. That they could remember and tell their friends about. If you're writing edgy stuff that's going to stick with people, you're bound to run into the people who just don't like what you're doing. And so I don't mind it. And I used to be a book reviewer many years ago, and I understand sometimes a bad review really isn't a reflection of that author. Or even the quality of that author's writing. Oftentimes it's a reflection of just how it sat with the reader, how it sat with that reviewer. So it just may have caught him or her at a bad time. It may be a topic they're not interested in. Oftentimes you'll read a review and you realize that somebody who prefers reading fiction somehow got assigned your book, which is thriller or an action-adventure, and of course they're not going to like it. So for those various reasons, I don't mind the bad reviews that much, as long as there are good reviews to offset them.
And certainly those are coming in from people as popular and well-known as R.L. Stine of Goosebumps fame. He says he loves the series of books. John Land, the author of Blood Diamond, said the Dreamhouse Kings, the perfect antidote for readers feeling withdrawal pains from the Harry Potter books. So, you know, you're in pretty hot cotton, as they say down south. Robert Liparulo is our guest today on WAMS. He's the author of Frenzy from Thomas Nelson Publishing, the sixth and final book in the Dreamhouse King series. A few minutes left if you'd like to be on the program at 718-506-1220. 1944. Now, you're a father. I'm a father. And sometimes it is tough to drag kids away from the video games or from the texting when you see the thumbs go a mile a minute. Can you give me a couple of tips that you've picked up as you talk to young people and teenagers on how to get them to put down the cell phone and the video games and pick up a book, whether it be Dreamhouse King's book or any other book this summer?
Right. You know, I think number one, and as simple as this is, I think as parents we forget this. We try to put the books in our kids' hands, and consequently, if we're at a bookstore or we might actually pull in for this very reason, we'll go in and buy a book for that we've heard about. You know, maybe somebody listening to this show now will go out and buy a Dreamhouse Kings book for their son or daughter. But really, that doesn't work. What has to happen, I think, unless you know your child really well and you know his or her reading preferences or you know his entertainment preferences, you really have to make sure that the book that you're putting in that kid's hands is something that interests him or her. A lot of kids nowadays are really into fantasy, whether that be something like the Dreamhouse Kings book, which involves time travel, or something with dragons and elves. Or maybe they don't like fantasy at all, and I run into a lot of people who are young readers who would prefer a mystery or even kind of a drama with light romance. You have to find out what it is that they really want. Otherwise, I think what happens is the kids get the impression that that's all that's out there are the classics or you know, something else. And that's one thing I see a lot of is the parents who read classics in school want their kids to read those classics, so they're kind of foisting Nathaniel Hawthorne on them. And that may not be the best way to get young readers to appreciate the value of books, because then it becomes kind of drudgery, and they have to worry about the actual writing, because on the classics, for example, it is different from our modern English, and it is hard to understand every sentence. But if you find something that excites them, and there are books that are series based on the Halo video game, for example, that boys would probably love, find what they want first and give that to them. Probably the number two point would be get involved with it. Now, whether that means read the book yourself as well, or just ask them, what's this book about and what does that mean to you? And is there an adventure in there that you'd like to experience? If it's a book that's set in a particular part of the country, maybe go as far as saying, you know, depending on how much the kid likes it, you might say, hey, this book was set in Colorado. You want to go check out Colorado, you know, if you're going to do a family vacation anyway. So you kind of work your life into the reading that your children is doing. And
a couple of great tips. Those are fantastic. Robert Liverullo, by the way, is our guest. If you're just joining us today, we're talking about the Dreamhouse King series and the sixth and final book, Frenzy, which is in bookstores now. And let's go to Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, you are on the air with author Robert Liverullo. Hello. Hello, Kansas City. Can you hear me? Ah, we just lost him. That young person had been on hold for a long time. Hopefully they'll call back in to talk with Bob Liverullo. I want to bring up one point that really struck me about these books that is so different than a lot of what you read and what you see these days in terms of literature that targets young people. And that's that you had strong parents in this book, not perfect parents by any stretch, and all these books, but they were role models, and that's very different. It seems that in so much of literature today and things that are, you know, movies, TV shows that are aimed at kids, the parents are either doofuses that have no idea what's going on, or adults are just portrayed as the bad guys. You didn't do that. Talk to me about why.
Well, you know, a lot of young adult fiction does pit kids against parents, and I think that's more of a crutch. It's more of a way of saying, you know what, every story needs to have stress and tension, and that's an easy one. So I'm going to make my young protagonist have a difficult family relationship. And what I wanted to do is have all that tension and mystery and excitement without making it us against them, kids against adults. I don't think that most kids believe that their parents are harmful to them. I think that they look up to their parents, they look to them to be helpful, which you know, obviously doesn't describe every parent, but I think for the most part, as a parent, I'm trying to do my best, and I think our kids realize that I'm trying to do my best. And I wanted to show what I believe family can be, which is a group that comes together, and by being a group, synergistically, they're better than being individuals. And I wanted to have this family that really had a common goal, and they realized that each of them individually have their own strengths, and when they put all those strengths together, they're stronger than any enemy can be. And I believe that's what a family is, and that's what I wanted to portray.
The book we're talking about is Frenzy. It's the sixth and final book in the Dreamhouse King series, and we've got a caller on the line. Hi, caller, you're on the air with author Robert LaFerullo. Go ahead. Hello, caller.
I wonder if we're having...
Oh, there she is. Hello.
Sorry. My computer's behind the phone, so I didn't realize you're talking to me. I haven't actually read Frenzy yet. I got the first three books at my book fair at school, and I love them. I just haven't gotten to read the other three. But my question for Robert is, why did you have what happened in the house on such, like, it happened in 8 days, I think? Why did you have it happen in such a short time?
Great question. Thanks for calling.
That is a good question. What's your name, by the way?
Aaron.
Well, thanks for the great question.
Okay. You know, Aaron, what happened was, what I try to do when I write is I know the story, I know the location, I pretty much have a good idea of the things I'm going to have to research, and I really know my characters. I live my characters for about a month, sometimes as long as 2 months, before I even start writing about them. I think about what they would order at a restaurant, what they would eat, you know, wherever they are, what kind of sports they play. So I kind of lived Xander and David and Toria and Mom and Dad and even Taxidian to some degree. And once I started writing, what I do is I set my characters in motion, and then all I do is follow behind them with a notebook and write their action. And what happened because of in the Dreamhouse Kings is the action picked up so quickly that everything just happened to happen in that short of a time, in essentially a week's time. And as I'm writing it, I start thinking, well, you know, when would this happen? When would this happen? And is it time for Xander to get some sleep, or is it time for the family to take a break? And I realized that if my mother was kidnapped, there's nothing that would stop me from continuing to find her and rescue her, trying to find her and rescue her, you know, short of dying myself. And I couldn't imagine that any of this family would take a break or slow down or do anything. So just by virtue of following the characters and the situation they were in, everything just happened that fast. And you're right, it's the kind of thing that when I first started thinking about the story, I thought, well, this could drag out for a while, and this could last a year of their lives. But then when I was in it, I thought, no way. Every waking minute, I'm going to be in jumping through those portals looking for Mom. And as a result of that, the books got filled up pretty quickly.
Aaron, you say you've read the first three books in the series, but you've not read book number four. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can hang on the line, we will send you an autographed copy of book number four, Timescape, signed for you by Robert LaFerullo. How does that sound?
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations and thanks for calling. And Bob, we have about 60 seconds left, so I wanted to take that time to talk about how your young readers can get in touch with you. What's the best way for them to find you if they're online?
Well, jump to dreamhousekings.com. And that's the Dreamhouse website, and you can send me an email, you can order free book plates, you can find out what news is going on with the Dreamhouse series, and also I'm on Facebook. It would be facebook.com/RobertLaFerullo/, let's see, Not the Robert Liparullo one. We're actually converting over to one called Liparullo Fans, all one word. So facebook.com/Liparullo Fans. And also for those who are reading the books, Xander, Toria, and David all have their own Facebook accounts.
Author Robert Liparullo, who I know actually reads every Facebook posting and every email personally. Thanks for being on the show, and congratulations on the success of Dreamhouse Kings.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Burke Allen on WAMS. Have a great weekend.